the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again. Body, body, wanna feel,
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy New Year to us all. Time to get to the phones. First calls of the new year at 844-967-2789. Against my better judgment, CJ, you are the first caller of 2022.
Wow, that's a big mistake for you, isn't it?
It is. It might be. We'll see.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year.
Same to you, CJ.
Well, you know, I listen to your newscast or what you consider news, and I can understand why you and your party focus on future investigations, voters, but what people are going to vote on is the actual performance of this president and his administration.
Awesome. Then Joe Biden's going to win re-election for sure, CJ.
Well, yeah, they're doing such a great job on so many issues. I'd like you to name one out of the border, inflation, the COVID, employment. Name something, energy costs. Name something that they're doing really
How about
well.
Employment? Employment. We're killing it in employment. Man, we got a lower unemployment rate than pre-pandemic. State of Wisconsin is, what, the lowest, tied for the lowest unemployment rate in history? 200,000 people seeking new jobs? And you got 11 million job listings. I think they'll find work. CJ, we've never had a better jobs economy in our nation's history. And oh, yeah, the S&P this year under Biden, it's up 37%. If that was Trump's stock market, dude, you'd be crowing.
Well, mine is growing. And, you know, but I understand
but
why
thank you,
you
Joe Biden, CJ.
The cost of things, you know, employment, we still have millions of jobs that are not filled, and you still have millions of people hurting.
So let's let some immigrants in, CJ. That's contrary to your prior advocacy, you know, build the wall and all that kind of stuff. But if we are short millions of workers, CJ, maybe it's going to take a different attitude than let's keep all the immigrants out.
Legal.
Let's let more of them in legally.
You to ship sick people that haven't been tested, illegal aliens, undocumented aliens. It's an open border underneath the Biden administration. That's well known. That's why they fly.
Well, you know, dude, I was on Fox News and they tried the same crap with me, CJ, but I didn't believe it then and I don't believe it now. Nobody is advocating for open borders. But you cannot claim and whine and bemoan the fact that we need more workers and then also not want more workers, man. Then bring in more workers. And you can't say, well, you know, legally, then expand the number of legal workers. Expand the visa program. Expand the number of people that are given citizenship. Your greatest fear, CJ, is they might vote Democrat. Right? Because Hannity told you, be fearful. They're replacing you. Right? Isn't that what Tucker Carlson said? They're going to replace you white guys with people that aren't the same color. And they might have socialist desires. I get it, CJ. 844-967-2789. Moving on. Dick from Madison, you're next. What do you got, Dick?
Gosh, I'm surprised that CJ missed this in the Wall Street Journal on the 29th of December last Wednesday.
Well, I missed the Wall Street Journal last Wednesday as well. I was, you know, holidaying.
I pick it out of the...
What I missed,
Dick?
I pick
it out of the junk. Well, a banner headline. Blame the year's bad weather for lots of recent inflation. Number one. They go right back to February, and they point to the start of it down in Texas with that power grid thing.
Yeah.
Then, here's another one. Low production of fuel because of the slump, you know, in demand for it, and also a trade war with China. Who started the trade war with China, CJ? Who was that?
Well, I have no doubt that we're experiencing rampant inflation. I mean, inflation exists.
I'm
looking at food prices. But what I would point out, a lot of that inflationary squeeze, Dick, are corporations cashing out. They're blaming it on something, but they're cashing out profits, my friend.
But yes, but they go down a litany of things, and they point to the wildfires. Of course, that had a lot to do with things too, and on it goes.
But Dick, you're giving nuanced answers to a talking point issue. You know what I mean? Because he's not looking for explanation, and he's not looking for rational argument, certainly.
What would he be saying if Trump would have got reelected and Hollis was at his doorstep? And it would have been. Plus, he would have already let the Russians just, you know, do what they want to do in this situation we got going on right now. And you know what I'm talking about. I mean, he would have just opened the door and said, well, whatever you want to do, just do it.
Well, Trump would have quid pro quoed Zelensky again and, you know, maybe sold him some missiles. 844-967-2789. Welcoming a bunch of fresh-faced, eager 2022 callers like my pal Pizza Box Mike. How you doing, Michael?
Not bad. You know, it's almost impossible to replace CJ with one of those illegal aliens, though, because he doesn't work. You know, the funniest thing is the guy that complains about it the most is unaffected by all this stuff that people that have to work. And I know because I used to work with CJ, but I think the C stands for clown. I'm trying to figure out the J part, or maybe it's just clown J.
Well, Michael, other than name calling, which, you know, I certainly have an appetite for myself, but don't you think if there is a problem like lack of workers and there's an obvious solution, like we have immigrant labor that wants to come here and work, I mean, problem solution. Why am I the only one that feels like this problem could be readily solved?
Hey, listen, I remember what happened in Georgia, and so do they, when they decided not to use migrant workers and all the peaches rotted. And it's happened in other states, too. So it's kind of funny that the people that rip on those people the most are the people that, like, benefit from it when they go do their stock market stuff. Right, CJ?
You know, I'm always amazed, and I've seen examples. I traveled a couple times recently. One time I traveled to the emergency room at University Hospital in Madison. One of my kids zonked his head over the break, and I was totally amazed by the bilingual greeter there. And not only did she, you know, readily go from English to Spanish and back and forth, and I was surprised by the number of people, the admittees that day, that spoke Spanish as their preferred language. But not only could this woman, you know, beautifully go between English and Spanish, she also was picking out medical stuff to make other medical professionals aware of. This woman's complaining of shortness of breath and tightness in her chest. You know, let's get her care immediately. I saw another woman of that sort at a restaurant in Mesquite, Arizona. And I got to tell you, Pizza Box, they're already here, man. We've already got an immigrant population, and some are here legally, some are here, quote-unquote, illegally. But quite frankly, we need the labor, man. We need the workers. Why don't we invite more in?
Some of the best people I've ever worked with and continue to this day, till all the way through this day, are people that came here as migrant workers and married and are raising families. And even the ones that aren't documented are nicer than anybody I ever went to high school with. Right, CJ?
So why are you for open borders, Joe Biden? Come back, hour two of the Devil's Advocate, celebrating a new affiliate in Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Hour two is next. My time, my-